Hello, it's the 28th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner said removing stop and search powers would be a field day for criminals. Festus Akinbuswai is the first black PCC and said, "I was a special constable and I stopped people, black and white, and I found things." He said the powers were necessary as he knew one too many who have been killed by a person carrying a weapon which could have been found in a stop and search. Mr. Akinbuswai made an election pledge to put victims at the front and centre of policing, and this latest statement comes as Beds Police announce a new policy. The Chief Constable and other senior officers will call a number of randomly selected people every month to directly listen to their experiences. Beds Police said the aim of these random follow-up calls is to better understand how people feel about the service they've received and for our senior officers to hear how we are doing firsthand. A large fire at Stewartbury Brickworks occurred in the late hours of Wednesday night. Beds Fire and Rescue confirmed that one of the buildings at the site had been completely destroyed and fire experts are investigating the cause. The building contained gas cylinders which firefighters cooled down with water to avoid an explosion. The historic buildings were due to be demolished to make way for new houses and a business park. Bedford Cat Caff, the first of its kind in the town, is fundraising for an outdoor space for their cats. The so-called catio is a patio where the residents, who are all rescued and rehomed, can relax and enjoy the outdoors. So far, they've raised an impressive 50% of their goal. Check the show notes for a link. That's it for today. Have a great bank holiday. I'll be back Tuesday with your Bedford News updates.